Welcome to today's edition of The Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word, and I'm Roberta Foster. Today I have the pleasure of welcoming back to Author's Corner Wanda E. Brunstetter, and she has written the book Letters of Wisdom, which is book 3 in the Friendship Letters series. It's published by Barber Publishing, and she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. And if you read Amish novels, you are going to definitely recognize Wanda's name. She has written numerous books and lives in Washington State, but visits the Amish settlements throughout the states many different times. And so, Wanda, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure to be with you.
So, as I mentioned, this is book 3 in the series. So why don't you just give us a little bit of information about books 1 and 2?
Okay. Book 1 is called Letters of Trust. It deals with the topic of alcoholism. In the book, a young Amish couple's marriage is in trouble. A tragedy occurs, and the husband begins drinking heavily, which, of course, affects their relationship.
And book 2?
Book 2 is called Letters of Comfort, and this is about a young woman who sinks into depression after the man she planned to marry is killed in a tragic accident. Now, these books are connected in the fact that the young women are writing each other letters. And the one in particular is full of wisdom and advice, and she offers more than the others back and forth. But that's the connection between the series.
Well, those are some pretty heavy topics in books 1 and 2. So it kind of seems like you're delving into some pretty serious materials here. What are we going to be seeing as our theme in book 3?
Book 3, the theme is abuse. And it's primarily child abuse, but it also blends into spousal abuse. So you actually get a little bit of both within the book. Irma is the main character in this book. She thought having a family of her own would bring joy, but she struggles with memories of the abuse she suffered as a child. And when Irma becomes abusive to her own children, she reaches out to her friend Doretta, and this is the lady who writes Letters of Wisdom. She asks for prayer, she asks for wisdom, and Irma knows she needs professional help, but she's afraid to take that step. If she doesn't do it, however, she may lose her children.
Well, as I mentioned, these are three books that touch some very serious topics. What is it that impressed you to kind of go in a more serious tone with these last three books?
Well, I was actually approached by some Amish and Mennonite women. I was out and about in Amish country. A couple times it was book signings. They came to me. Other times it was when I met them personally. They asked me if I would write on these sensitive topics.
Wow.
Because the Amish are just like the English, as they call us.
Right.
And they have problems, too. And that is not to say that every Amish family deals with depression or alcoholism or abuse, but some do. And when they do, they don't always know where to go for help.
Sure.
Or how to reach out. Sometimes they keep it quiet, even secretive. And I wanted to bring out the fact that there is a place to go for help, several places, and that they're not alone if they're suffering with this type of situation, in this case, abuse.
So do you find, in talking with your friends in the Amish and Mennonite communities, that they are reading your novels? So this is kind of a way of providing them with that assistance?
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, I have that in my mind, that the Amish, many of them read my books, so they'll read these topics that are necessary for them to absorb and hopefully get help from. Those that are involved with this, either any of these three issues, as well as my English readers. I've heard from many of them since the books came out and thanking me for writing them because they know it is a sensitive topic. These topics are some things people just don't talk about.
And it is easy to read and get the information a person needs by picking up a novel, even easier to read and get into than perhaps a more informative, studious type book.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, Wanda, you have touched on some serious and some sensitive topics. Did you have to do some specific research in order to be able to write these books?
Well, I did some research on places a person can go for help.
Okay.
If they're being abused or needing emotional support and healing from past abuse and hurts. But the rest of my research was actually based on personal experience or that of others who shared with me.
Okay.
In my own family, I suffered emotional abuse as well as some physical. In my husband's family, he suffered extreme physical abuse. And so we were able, when we got married, to sit down, and of course we were Christians. We wanted to raise our children in a Christian home, but we sat down and figured out what we could do different and how we could raise our children in a manner where they would receive proper discipline and not abuse.
Great. So do you have a specific piece of encouragement that you want your readers to take away from your books?
Well, I hope that those who read Letters of Wisdom and the other two books as well will come away with the knowledge that there is help available for those who have suffered abuse or been even the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
I want readers to realize with God's help, all things are possible.
Amen. Yeah. Well, today I'm talking with Wanda E. Brunstetter regarding her book, Letters of Wisdom, book 3 in the Friendship Letters series. It's published by Barber Publishing, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. So, letters are almost an obsolete activity in life today with all of our modern technology. What do you feel is some of the benefits of actually writing a letter?
Well, I think what you're saying is true, especially with our computer age. People mm-hmm. send emails, they send text messages, sometimes phone calls, mm-hmm. but the writing letters is a way of self-expression as well as reaching out to who mm-hmm. you're sending the letter to. And my Amish friends do a lot of letter writing. I get some phone calls from them, too, but I get letters probably even more. And like at Christmas time, they'll include a long letter telling me what's been happening in mm-hmm. their life. And I can feel, it's almost like reading a book. You can feel their joy and their sadness and whatever they're going through. I just think it's a good way to express, even better than, say, emails.
I agree. When you get a letter and somebody is writing about certain events in their life, they will use words that we don't use for short texting and even in emails, because those are supposed to be quick and fast.
Exactly. You can write a 5-page letter. You're not likely to send a 5-page email.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been been known to write books when I send my letters out. I got that from my mother.
Yeah, well, you can get a lot more information in that way, though, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Did you find any particular challenges that you had to face and overcome as you were writing this book?
Oh, maybe a couple. I think my main challenge was in making sure that readers realize that not all Amish suffer with abuse in their family or alcoholism or depression. I wanted them to realize that it is part of everyone's life and not single out the Amish per mm-hmm. se. I think that was probably the biggest one. And then, you know, because I did have abuse in my own family, I challenged myself to acknowledge it. Mm. And at the end, in the author's letter, author's note, I explained that I did suffer abuse, so did my husband. And I shared a little bit about that. And I think that it was good for me to be able to have that opportunity to share and not keep it quiet. There's no reason to keep our past quiet if it can help someone else.
You know, I've thought of that as far as some of the, well, I'll use the word shameful, things, situations in our life that we feel shame about, not that we should, but that we do. But because of God's grace, we can take those events, those sensitive times, and use them for His glory if we are willing to be opened up and exposed to our friends, family, etc.
I agree with you 100%. I was just thinking the other day, because our family has been through a lot in the last year, my daughter's stroke and my granddaughter almost lost her life giving birth just recently. I was thinking, despite the fact, you know, these were near tragedies and very hard on our family, God used all of this stuff for His good.
Yes.
We saw good come out of all of it. And I think it's the same thing with these topics that I've dealt with. Good can come from it if we allow God to take control and to show us what to do, and we follow through. That's that's a key thing, following through.
Amen. Well, Wanda, this is book three, and that typically ends series. It seems like that's the magical number, three books.
Seems to be.
So I'm assuming you're moving on into a different theme of books for, so tell us what's coming up next.
Yes. My next book is the first one in a new series. It is set in Mifflin County, Pennsylvania, which is called, in that area, they kind of a nickname, they call it the Big Valley. I've written some novellas set in the Big Valley, but this is my first series set there. And this book, the first book is called The Protector, and it involves the disappearance of a young Amish woman. And The Protector will be published in August of this year, and it too will be a three-book series.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be dealing with some sensitive topics in this book as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I sense a theme, Wanda.
Yep. Okay. Well, I do enjoy writing the sensitive topics, but it's also fun to do some that aren't quite so sensitive. It gives me a break, and probably the readers as well. Some people say they have to keep a box of Kleenex next to their to their table or wherever they're reading sometimes.
Well, that's good medicine. Crying is good medicine most of the time.
Right.
All right. Well, Wanda, you obviously have published a lot of different books, and so how can people find out about all that you have available?
Well, visiting my website is probably one of the best ways, at wandabrunstetter.com. I'm also on Facebook in several places. I have a fan page and a friend page, and there's several book clubs that have me. I guess they're hosting me. I don't know how you would describe it. But so Facebook and some of the other social media sites too, Instagram, Twitter, all of these. I'm on pretty much most of them.
Fantastic. So one more time, the book today is Letters of Wisdom, and we've been talking with Wanda E. Brunstetter, and I certainly thank Barber Publishing for giving us a copy of the book to talk about today. Wanda, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to the next one. Thank you so much for being with us on Author's Corner.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure to be with you.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast provider or through kneo.org. Join me again next time on Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster.